As Freemasons, we are interested both in the history and in the manners, customs, and doctrines of the Essenes, who were the members of a religious sect or association of Jews, which arose in pre-Christian times and flourished in Palestine and Syria about the time of the earth life of Jesus. The early Masonic writers of the last century were fond of citing this sect of monastic Jews as one important source of the tenets and customs of the Freemasons. But my researches serve to show more clearly the differences than the resemblances between these societies. The Essenes certainly flourished in Christian apostolic times, but they are not mentioned in the New Testament, nor in the Hebrew Old Testament, and there is no proof that the society existed in the era of any of the authors of the Old Testament, of whom Malachi, the last of the prophets, died about 400 BC. The earliest information regarding the Essenes as a sect of the Jews is derived from the works of the learned Jew Philo of Alexandria, who flourished about 40 AD. His writings show that although he was a deep student of Greek philosophy, he retained his Hebrew faith in the worship of Jehovah. We find his thoughts wandered also to those theological notions which were subsequently displayed by the works of Paul and the doctrines of St. John the Evangelist. Philo appears to have decided that the Greek philosophers were but men who dressed up the tenets of his great inspired teacher Moses in new forms, and that they wrote in Greek phrases truths already enshrined more or less in allegorical language in the Old Testament of the Hebrews. We must not be too much impressed by this assertion, for it was the habit of all Jewish authors to attribute the origin of everything good to Moses or to some other patriarch mentioned in the Pentateuch. As a highly cultured Jew familiar with the doctrines of the many races then dwelling in Palestine and Alexandria, his account of the Essenes should be very reliable. He seems also to have studied the doctrines and customs of another similar society of deeply religious men of the time, which existed in Egypt where he lived. I refer to the Therapeutae, the only surviving tract describing the character and doctrines of the sect, is named De Vita Contemplativa and is attributed to Philo. The Therapeutae lived solitary monastic lives, gave great attention to the healing of sick persons, and assembled for worship once a week. Their chief resort was near Lake Mareotis, not far from Alexandria. The writings of Philo concerning the Essenes are two. The earlier mention is found in the treatise Quod Omnis Probus Liber, sections 12 and 13, and the later from his Apologies for the Jews, may be found quoted in the Preparatio Evangelica, section 11, of Eusebius, a Christian author and bishop of Caesarea, died 338. Our next authority is the Jewish historian Josephus, died 94 AD, who gives many details in his Wars of the Jews and also in his Antiquities of the Jews. And lastly, we have the Roman author Pliny the Elder, died AD 79, who mentions the sect in his Natural History. Following these, there were, after a long interval, Hippolytus, died 230, Porphyry, died 305, the Neoplatonist Theosophist, who repeats the account given by Josephus, and Solinus, who repeats Pliny, and the Christian authors Eusebius, died 338, who reproduces Philo, and Epiphanius, died 403, who mentioned this sect. For many hundred years, the history and doctrines of the Essenes were entirely unnoticed, and it is only in quite recent times, with one exception, Theophilus Gale in his Court of the Gentiles, 1672, that writers have studied the original information and have overlain the subject with a heap of conjectural additions and vague opinions qualified by the purpose of their investigations. The modern commentators whose works may be read in English are Neander on Church History, Basnage, History of the Jews, De Quincey in his essays, C. D. Ginsburg, The Essenes, Their History and Doctrine, and Alex Lowry and R. Frank Gould in their Histories of Freemasonry.